to the Godcast with Benjamin Shelby. It is my goal that through this episode, not only you can see that the Bible is accessible to you, applicable to your life, but also attainable to live through our Lord Jesus Christ. So I hope you enjoy this episode today as we are diving deep into the Word of God. And I pray that not only you're hearing this episode, but you also open up your heart so you can live by the truth and the Word of God, and your life can be changed the same way mine was. Okay, guys, so this is going to be a very informal episode today because I have been at work for 8 hours. I got up at 7, went to work at 8, got home at 5, left the house at 5:15 to go to the church, and I'm still at the church, and it's currently 9:08. So I've been running today, and I forgot that I had an episode to post today with Charlie Banks. How did I forget that? Oh, well, here we are anyway. We have Charlie Banks on today. Again, informal. If you see a little bit of mistakes in here, it's because I wasn't able to edit it the way that I wanted to. But today is amazing because as we will learn to find out in this episode, Charlie is diagnosed with cerebral palsy. And we'll talk a little bit about that and how God has used that and how he came to the faith and he got saved and then got baptized after he got saved. We got so many things to talk about today. All sorts of little nuggets throughout this. So I do hope you tune in all the way through. And then, hey, message me on Instagram, message me on Twitter, message me on Reddit, message me on whatever you want. Facebook Messenger, go ahead. Also message Charlie Banks, which I'll put all of his stuff in the descriptions. Tell us what part helped you the most today or encouraged you the most today as you listen to this episode. So without further ado, here is our conversation. Guys, if for you that's listening, if you guys don't know how awkward it is to be in a room alone behind a mic, it's awkward. And it takes a little while to get used to behind the mic every single time. And this is what my 51st episode that's posted. So I mean, and he's done this multiple times and it's still a little awkward to do that, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. You're just, you know, because my room, because that's where I'm sitting right now, has got a bunch of stuff on the wall. So I've just got a bunch of like posters looking at me just talking.
Yeah.
So like, you know, like
yeah. No, I'm walking around. We have, okay, in our church, we have a Spanish congregation.
Yeah.
And usually they have a nice Apple computer. So that's usually where I do my work if I'm at the church.
Yeah.
Because Apple Superior, sorry guys, but it just is. So I'm just kind of walking around and it's just like empty. I just feel like somebody could pop out of nowhere.
I know. I was like, surprise, yeah. You're not alone.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've had that happen too. I have a lot of friends that would do that. So if somebody, if somebody's in here right now, I wouldn't be surprised.
That'd be kind of funny.
Yeah, yeah. Me and Charlie are kind of we have something in common, and that is we're both pretty young guys doing this. I mean, we're both pretty close in age. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Sure you're only a year older than me. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So me and him, we kind of have that connection there. So it was cool to actually meet you because I thought I was like one of the only people my age doing this.
And you know, funny, I said that in the episode with Cody. I was like, where, you know, I remember my reaction. I was like, where has been? Like, I didn't know he was here.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I know. And we've been doing this. I mean, you've been doing it for what, a couple months now?
I think the first episode, well, you know, with Cody, it was because I was on his podcast first.
Right.
So that's when it kind of started. And that was in October. So it's only been a few months. Yeah.
Right. And I've been doing it for a little while too, and it's just it's cool how God brought us together. And you have a really, really amazing story. So why don't we just start, because you have some health complications. Let's just start on how God has shown through that, just wherever you want to start.
You know, so like, you know, it's crazy. So my mom, you know, she's been telling me for years that she's got this book that she's been writing in for you know, ever since before I was even born. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's got everything from, you know, like the expectation of when I was going to be born, things like that. And then she actually read to me like the other day just to kind of give me a sneak peek of it, you know.
Right.
She doesn't want me to read it till I'm like 20. So I can.
Okay.
You know, like, but the sneak peek was, you know, today we got a really big surprise. And that was, you know, because that I was coming early. Nobody expected that because I was supposed to be born in August.
Okay.
Well, surprise, surprise. I was born in May, 3 months early.
Awesome.
And yeah, that was, you know, that was interesting because one, I'm glad I was born in May just because everybody seems to have the, you know, an August birthday. Like,
yeah.
Everybody.
Same with October.
Know?
I don't understand why, but August and October.
I don't know. You know, and so that was nice to have it in a month where not as many people have one. But, yeah. You know, when I was born, I was 2 pounds and 13 ounces, so I could fit probably in the palm of your hand, like, you know, if you cuffed them up. And it was like, you know, I remember, of course, like my mom was telling me the other day, you know, it took her a little while to, you know, to really want to celebrate my birthday in a happy way when I was real young, you know?
Yeah.
Like, when I was a baby, of course, I didn't know that she didn't feel, she felt that way. But,
right, yeah.
You know, I mean, cause it was scary, you know, she, like... And, you know, it took them, my parents couldn't hold me for a certain amount of time because, you know, I had to be in an incubator and the ICU and all that, you know.
Did they know that there was going to be some complications before you were born?
Nope.
Wow.
You know, it had to do with the fact that, like, my mom, she'd gotten, like, it was this sort of sickness. I don't know what it was. You know, there's all these technical terms that I have no idea what they mean.
Right.
But, you know, so... You know, if she gets sick or something like that, and they tell, you know, my parents are like, if he doesn't, you know, if we don't get him out right now, you and your son is going to die. Like, so
right.
Obviously, you know, I had to come out right then. And so,
right.
You know, I wasn't fully developed yet, which, you know, the funny thing about that is when people say that, you know, or when people hear that, they think, oh, you know, you might be like missing, I don't know, like missing something like an arm
right.
or something like that. Well, I have everything, just, you know, so, like, I, you know, so.
Right.
Just, it's some things, like, in, like, you know, cognitive, like, brain and things like that, and that's very mild.
Right.
But when I was born, I had,
so
you know,
nobody
like
nobody would ever have any idea talking to you.
No, no, they wouldn't, exactly, no, they wouldn't. Like, if I was standing here talking, like, if we were, you know, in person talking, you would have no idea unless I told you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and, like, it was so weird just because I, you know, because I recently... You know, cause just as I've gotten older, I've been more interested in what my medical history was. Because as I was younger, I didn't care. Like, I'm here. Like, you know.
Yeah.
So I wanted to dig into that some. So I dug into it on my 16th birthday. So I wanted to look. I was like, mm-hmm. You know, some of the stuff that I had. And, like, one of the things was temporary anemia. Because I didn't have – since I was – my body was so small, it couldn't make enough blood, you know,
yeah.
to and things like that. And there was a plethora of other things I just can't really think of. But, you know, thankfully I don't have any of that. And the only thing that, you know, God left me with, which I mean, he's been using it as a gift is cerebral palsy, which, that can be caused by many things, but mine was caused by like, cause I had brain bleeds when I was a kid,
right.
when I was real young. So that caused brain damage. And then that's what, you know, along with me being born early and everything, it just collided in with, you know, that's how I got it, you know? And there's many different degrees. I don't know if you've seen anybody with it, but like,
not in person that I can think of. I mean, maybe,
but like, so at my school, I know about three or four that, have it. I mean, there's one that it's so crazy. So he has it, but it's even more mild than mine. Like
mm-hmm.
to the point where he has no symptoms at all. And then, so it's kind of like a line, you know, a succession of, you know,
right.
of who has it worse. But, so, you know, it's him, then it's me. And then there's this one girl that I know, she's kind of got a limp and her arm's like scrunched up. Cause that's just kind of what her nerves have done. And,
right.
you know, with her brain. And there's just one kid, Marshall. And I've talked about him a little bit before.
I've heard you talk about Marshall.
Yeah.
I think.
He's a remarkable kid, you know, but he is wheelchair bound and has the same thing. But, you know, he don't let that stop him, though, I'll tell you that much.
Right.
So, there, you know, there's different degrees, you know, and that's one thing that people, you know, when they look at me, they're like, there ain't no way you – I mean, I've never been told this, but I'm sure they think it. They're like, there ain't no way you have something wrong with you. I can't see nothing, you know.
Right.
it, you know, because you wouldn't know. I mean, you know, just by looking at me. But so, you know, there was all that. And then, I mean, cause my parents, they were worried to take me home eventually when they could. You know, it was like, right. Oh, my gosh, you know, because they were being so delicate. And, you know, of course, like they were making all the people that wanted to come see me wash it with their elbows before they could, you know, could pick me up and stuff.
And,
you know,
and they're trained professionals, so they know how to, you know, how to do it. So I'm sure was scary to bring home.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, one thing that, you know, I think my mom, you know, she even asked the daughter, she was like, you know, what's the chance of all, and this is the reason why I'm an only child, is what's the chance of all this happening again? And she said, they just said very likely. And I guess it just had to do with partially their genetics and what my mom's genetic makeup was. I really don't know exactly. But if it's very likely to happen again, it's either just, you know, the combination of my dad and my mom's genetics or just hers, something, you know. But, you know, I thought that was really interesting, so.
That is interesting.
Yeah. There's the medical side of things, and, you know, people, I mean, I had, and there was the whole thing about, I think it was a few years ago after, I mean, this wasn't long after, it was like from birth to about 6 years old, I had it was crazy with surgeries and going out of the hospital and stuff. I have, you know what a VP shunt is?
I don't, no.
Okay, so. This is the best way they explained it to me, and it makes the most sense. So what it does is it's like a – so they, it's in my head, like, you know, off kind of the corner. It's a piece of plastic, and it goes – and there's a tube that's connected to it, and it goes behind my ear and, like, around, you know, like, around, like, in my chest area, and it's, like – and there's, like, maybe on the bottom left of my stomach, it's, like, wrapped up. It's but it's such a small tube that you can't even see it. But what that does
– Yeah. They, like, okay. It's inside of you? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. They put that in pretty much at birth. Like, they had to.
Okay.
Because what was happening was one thing, because I think it was because of the brain bleeds. You know, so I'm saying I think because some of it gets real confusing.
Right, yeah. No,
but, you know, like, I think what had happened was because of the brain bleeds, like, some of that, you know, because what your body does naturally and everybody else's, is it circulates spinal fluid throughout your head and throughout your entire body, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, mine does that to a certain extent, except when it gets to the top, it gets like, so when you turn your sink on, you know, and it's like it overflows, you know, right? It would spill over, so, and it doesn't move. So then it puts pressure on my auditory nerves, my eyes, and like all this in my face.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I remember that happened, and the shunt actually malfunctioned. So the one that I was born with is not the one that is in my head right now. But
okay,
and it's just, you know, I remember it a little bit. That's a scary thing. Like, you know, so I remember I was real young. I think maybe 4 at the time when that happened. I was in so much pain. I bit a hole in like one of my lips because I was trying to bite down something, and they had to stitch it up. And I was like. I was thinking back then, I'm like, ew, couldn't y'all give me a pillow or something to bite down on? You know, but they sewed that back up and, you know, I was, you know, good after they got all that. And I had like some different checkups throughout the, you know, a few years, but now I'm on an as needed list. Like I'm good unless if something happens.
Right.
But I'm sitting That's here amazing. Going, like, I'm thinking, that too, but not like, you know, because it grows as I grow, which is not much because I'm so short.
Right.
But I'm like, it better not run out. Like, you know, there better be enough in there. So.
Right.
And I remember, go ahead. Yeah.
Nope, you go ahead.
And I do remember, like, and there, I think some small things, because talking about the brain damage, it affected some fine motor skills, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the main thing was legs. So. You know, like, I just move a bit slower and things like that. But, like, cognitively, I can, you know, think, you know, and think mm-hmm. and, you know, solve things. It might just take me a bit longer. Or, right. some small things in my hands is, like, so say if, like, you screwed a wall. Like, you know, a lot of times, I think Donovan even said it in his podcast one time, like, screwing on a water bottle, like, so tight, and you don't mean to, right?
Yeah, he was saying that.
If somebody, you know, does that, I can't get a grip on the, you know, and I'm like, and I have to get somebody to open it for me, you know, mm-hmm. small stuff like that.
Right.
But, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we need to have a block party with Donovan and you, right? We all just need to get together because
you know,
how that would turn out.
I didn't, you know, I wasn't going to say nothing, but he actually mentioned to me at the beginning of the year, like, he was like, he wanted to have us both on his podcast at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
I don't know if he mentioned that to you, but I was like, you know, I don't know how you'd get the scheduling to work out. We'd have to pray about that one because our schedules are crazy.
I was thinking something like that would be fun if, like, off, like, me, you, Donovan.
Oh, yeah.
What's his name? Cody. Uh-huh. Yeah, we all got together, like, on one. I think that'd be awesome if we got together.
It definitely would be. We would have to figure out, like, not how to run over each other, you know what I'm saying, if we have a thought. Well, we'd have to kind of, like, go in order, like, you know, so Donovan, you talk, then, you know, and then just kind of go in a circle.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
That would be. That'd be
It
fun.
Would be cool. It would just be difficult, I think, you know.
But. Anyway, so, yeah. Well, that's crazy that all that stuff happened to you, and so are your parents, are they Christians then?
Okay. So this is a tricky answer. Right. So my mom, like, okay, so she's got rededicated with me, you know, in April she was saved on Easter with me and rededicated on the 24th and rebaptized with me.
Is that this year?
Yes, this year.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow. Okay.
Uh-huh. And, you know, my dad, I'm still working on him. Let's just say that much. Right. You know, because he grew up in church. You know, so that's an interesting case. Like, he probably knows, like, at least of knowledge wise, about more about the Bible and the stories in it than I do. You know.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm working towards to learn more every day. But
right.
You know, probably, you know, just his age and experience of being in church, he probably knows more. But yet, he, you know, we've been trying to get him to go, but, you know, just. It's not his time to come back yet. And that's always what I've kind of said, like, you know, with me, you know, getting a relationship with Christ now is, you know, because some people are like, why, you know, why now? Like, why didn't you just go and, you know, why didn't you just start at the beginning when you were, like, born? It's like, well, I mean,
well, it
just wasn't my time to.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah. And that's not the way that Christianity works. We have. It, you know, some people water, some people plant, you know, some people do all these things and work on our hearts.
Yeah.
But ultimately, whenever it's our time, God will give the increase and we'll be saved.
Exactly.
So it's a process. It's not just like, I would say 90, I don't know about 90, but like 80% of people don't have a Road to Damascus moment. Like, we're just like snapped.
Yeah. Like, and
you know what I mean?
Yeah. And you know, it was funny because, I mean, for years, I mean, when I was real young, you know, my mom, you know, she would ask me, you know, if you want to go to church, I'll take you. And I'd always say, you know, because I just wasn't interested. Like, I, you know, I mean, cause I didn't really grow up with, I mean, you know, like, of course, I was taught to not curse and all that stuff. But
right.
I didn't like go to church growing up and things like that, you know. But, you know, everybody just has their time. And, you know, like, mine, you know, it just happened to be where God gave me some amazing friends that led me to Christ, which that was an absolute blessing because some things that I was kind of put through, like, you know, I mean, after just in school and stuff, you know, I had friends that were, you know, they were good at the time and, you know, they were nice, but then they just up and just left me, like, no explanation, no nothing. I'm like, what the heck? What happened, you know?
Yeah.
And, so that's why I'm, like, so, you know, close with the guys I have now. Like, they're, you know, I'm just so tight-knit because, one, I mean, you know, that's, you know, that's something that, like, I just couldn't ever imagine. You know, two, you know, of my best just friends brought me to Christ, and there's others that I've met, and, like, either I've met them or, like, I knew them beforehand, and I've, like, been able to make our relationship deeper because of the fact that I'm a Christian now, too. Like, you know, so...
Which is amazing. Yeah, some people have a hard time becoming a Christian because they think, well, what are my friends going to think? And the thing is, if your friends, here's the way that, you know, we have to view it because that's a hard thing, right? I mean,
oh yeah, definitely.
It's terrible. But if our friends, quote unquote friends, don't want to be around us because we're trying to pursue our Lord Jesus Christ, that's where we have to count the cost.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Through that, you found more friends and you've gotten more tight with the friends that you need to be tight with.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been able to grow through them. And it's kind of like, you know, when you're weeding a garden, the things that you don't want in there, you got to take them out or else you won't be able to grow good produce, you know? And when you take out the things that don't need to be in there, the things that do need to be in there, like the corn or whatever you're growing, that's going to grow stronger.
Yeah.
And that's, it's hard because I know so many people that don't want to become a Christian yet because, well, what are people going to think of me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, it doesn't really matter what people think of you on earth, because here's the thing, even your closest friends, they're going to fail you. And if you are going to fail your closest friends, like that's just the way that we are. That's just us humans. So we all get caught up on thinking, well, what do people down here think of us, when we forget how lovely and how great God is, that he loved us enough to come down and die for us. You know right. what I mean? Yeah. So that's a great point. I've been wanting to talk about that. I think that's a good idea. I should talk about that a little bit more on another episode. I do have a question. I want to get more into the day of your conversion. Just because that's interesting to me. I've never heard somebody where you and your mother both have gotten saved on the same day. That's interesting. Real quick though, I do want to mention, hey guys, so how old are you? If this happened this past year, you were 16, right?
So like when I was baptized, I was 15, because my birthday's in May and it happened in April. So
okay.
15, right. 16.
That's pretty cool. Right. Mm-hmm. So okay, you had 16 years. And I don't know how old your mom was, but 16 years of people planting and people watering and people just trying to get you to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Hey guys, don't give up. We all have those family members. We all have the people that we're trying to plant, and it might not seem like it's going anywhere, but ultimately what's going to happen is, and I'm not going to promise you that the person you're praying for will get saved. That's up to their choice. And that's their personal, I mean, that's where free will comes in. But we need to keep planting. We don't be discouraged when people don't seem to be, you know, committing their life to the Lord or getting saved when they're talking to them. Because it took my friend Charlie here 16 years, 15, 16 years to come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And his mother also took more than that, obviously, because it's his mom.
Sort of. I mean, if you don't mind me kind of interjecting a little
bit. Go ahead. Yeah.
So like she just got rededicated. So she was baptized like as a teenager, like I was, but then she rededicated herself because she felt like she, you know, needed to. So
right.
It's kind of, you know.
Right. So yeah, all you have to do is, okay, so she got saved too. What I'm saying here is don't give up on telling people that it's only through grace alone. And, you know, you don't need to do anything. You don't need to do good works. It's all through grace alone. And those people, if you keep planting, God will bring the increase. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Tell me about that day. So that day you got saved and your mom rededicated her life to the Lord. Is that right?
Yep. So, so at least how my church does it, like, so when, you know, cause it's kind of like, and you know, Sunday, like, you know, Sunday church service, right?
Mm-hmm.
So after the pastor gives a sermon and all that, that's when they say, you know, if you want to come up and, you know, be a member of our church or whatever it may be saved, whatever, you know, all that stuff, you come up and do that. And, you know, this particular service just happened to be Easter. And I was like, you know, so, and I just felt it, you know, I was like, you know, I want to go up there, you know, and, me and my mom, we both went up there. We became members of the church. And then the next week, so the 24th, then we got baptized after that. And that was such an amazing moment, because I remember, you know, those two friends that I was talking about earlier, I remember, you know, seeing them, like, because how the church is built, you got the because the whole area is just called the sanctuary. Mm-hmm. You have the pews and all down here, then you have the choir up on the stage, and then where you get baptized at is even higher, like it's right above where the stage is at, where the choir is.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember just looking at my friends, you know, down in the pews, and they're just smiling at me, and I just smile back at them, and I have that mental picture, like my brain just took a picture of that moment, because it was such a, like, just, you know, that was right before I got dunked under the water and everything, and that was right. Like, you know, such a, just a mental picture my brain took.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a question for you. So when you say you got saved, what exactly do you mean when you got saved? Just for people to understand, you know, we'll break that down.
Yeah. I mean, it was just at least how, you know, I don't know if it's different, you know, depending on church. I'm sure it's different church to church, you know, but I mean, literally all that I did was just, you know, walk up there, walk up to the altar and just proclaim that Jesus was my Lord and Savior, and that was it. I mean, you know,
yep.
I mean, it's a simple process. People, you know, and I think even myself probably at some point, you know, was like overcomplicating. I thought, oh, you got to do all this and that, and you know, it's like, yep. No, it's not that complicated, really.
It's not. And when we talk about getting saved, it we do overcomplicate it. Like we think that we have to be good, we have to be at a certain place in our life, yeah. Or we think that we have to be, I don't know, baptized before we get saved. When the truth is, the only way to get saved is through believing that he's our Lord, mm-hmm. and it's repenting. That word repenting. So that's an amazing story. I love that.
Mm-hmm. And like, and you know, so to give you like a time frame. So you know, because I went to my church Northside. Like, it was on Good Friday. Like, I just went with a friend. You know, because he was like, you know, come and see what it's about. And I was like, you know, sure. You know, my mom went too, and we, you know, enjoyed it. And, you know, and then it was later that night, you know, I had mentioned to one of my friends, you know, because I don't know, it was just someone knocking at the door. And, you know, like, when they say that the Lord's not going to push that sin out of you, like, you know, or that he will push it out of you, but believe it, because that will happen. Like, you'll just feel the need to just say it, like.
Yeah,
like, I know people. Some people might not think, "Oh, the trust is not." You know, I can keep it in. You can't keep it in forever. Like,
no,
trust me, you can't keep it in forever.
Because you're a new creature,
right?
When you get saved, you're a new creature. So yeah. that old creature that loved that stuff, that's not you anymore.
This was actually before, like,
okay,
before. Yeah, sorry, I'm backtracking a little bit.
No, that's my fault. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but so you know, I went and like told him, you know, what the sin was, and it was, and just I don't even like saying it per se. So no, I'm just going to give you, you know, it was just lustful thoughts and looking at things I shouldn't have, if that gives you an idea about right, yeah. what it is. You know, like probably a very common sin amongst like, you know, guys, probably teenagers, yep. you know, and like,
it's actually fun fact that I know what you're talking about. I'm not going to explicitly say that,
yeah.
but also I think it's 45% of women also struggle with that. So that's a universal thing. Like, there's a lot of people that struggle with that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, especially, like, with society now, like, you know, it's just accepted now, which is weird.
Yep.
Like,
it's actually, it's almost encouraged. I wouldn't even say almost. It is encouraged. I have conversations like that all the time where people are like, well, why don't you? Because, like, that's just what the normal thing is. That's what they should be.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and I was talking to him, and, you know, and, of course, I won't say his name just for, you know, his reasons. But he... You know, we like he had the same thing. He was struggling with the same thing I did for years. And I was like,
yeah.
What? And I, you know, because I was sitting there and I was just amazed. I was like, wait a minute. What? You know, because I, you know, that was the Lord like putting us together for that reason. You know, and I just, this was just a random night. Like, I didn't really, you know, like we were playing like a video game or something, and we were just chatting over like the, you know, over our headsets. And then I just was like, you know, because we'll sometimes have deep conversations on them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and like, and all of a sudden, something just wanted me to tell him, hey, like, you can trust him, just tell him about this. Mm-hmm. And I did. And, like, so that was April 10th, because I started logging all this stuff. I need to start doing that again, but I started logging all the stuff. So that was April 10th. And then I said I got saved on the 17th and I baptized on the 24th. So it was really quick. Well, all that just, you know, it was very, very, it was a fast process, you know, because, a relationship with the Lord was something I always wanted, I think. I just didn't know how to pursue it. Like, I wasn't taught or anything, so how's I supposed to know how to pursue it, you know?
Yeah, and that's why it's so important to go out and do what you're doing is in having a podcast. By the way, guys, I don't even know if I mentioned this.
It's all good. Talking.
But he has a podcast, so definitely go check it out. And Operation Patriotism, we'll talk about that a little bit later, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what you're doing is important because we need people to go out and tell others, like, because if there's people all over the place that want to know how to get what we have, how to be saved from our sins. Cause everybody, very few people like the condition that sin leaves them in. You know what I mean? They might like the sin. They might like doing it. Actually, most of the time they do. But what sin does is sin destroys and it keeps you hostage.
Mm-hmm.
So very few people like doing that. So what we need to do is go out and tell them, hey, there is freedom in Christ. So what you're doing is important because nobody told you. Nobody, you know, they never explained to you how to get over that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So guys, even listening, you don't need to have a podcast. As a matter of fact, you most people don't have podcasts and they're still doing the job of going out and telling people, go out, tell people, share them the faith. You don't have to be an elaborate preacher to tell people, hey, Jesus loves me and Jesus loves you. It's exactly. that simple. And that'll open a conversation. So just go out and share your faith, guys.
I mean, you know, some people, they think they have to, you know, like be all, like the words should be so profound and you have to, you know, sound so good. It's like, no, like, you know, I know I've said this, like, I don't know how many times, but since Cody posted it, it just like really stuck with me, you know, and I think I mentioned it to you, like when we were talking about the confidence thing, you know, it's like, you know, speak, even if your voice trembles, like, you know, get that truth out. Like, I mean, it doesn't matter if you stumble around your words or whatever it may be, just get it out, you know, because you never know who you're going to help.
Yeah, we were just talking about that before we started recording, how I was telling Charlie here that last week, or it wasn't last week, it was a couple weeks ago now, when I was talking to Donovan was on here, I repeatedly, if you listen to like the last 5 minutes of that episode, I repeatedly repeated words. So I'd be like, yeah, definitely, definitely. Yep, absolutely. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
It was like a broken record. Like, we're not perfect people, so we're not going to have perfect dialogue.
No.
So we don't need profound words. What we need to do is simply get the word out. And even if those words are trembling, you'll get used to it first off.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be able to gain more confidence. Mm-hmm. But just get the word out. Just be an encouragement to people and share with them. A lot of people say, no, you don't need to share your faith because your works will say enough. Mm-mm. Okay, yeah, but if you're just giving people the fruit and you don't show them, hey, this is how I got that fruit, this is where I got it from, what good is the fruit? Because that fruit is pretty much going to be eaten and gone. What they need to do is go to the tree that they got, that you got that fruit from. And you use your words, use your dialogue to bring them in and show them that tree.
Oh, so. Definitely. Yeah. And, you know, I know it can be, like I said, you know, it can be a nerve wracking thing, but you just got to do it. You know, if you're feeling led to do it, you know, cause I was really like sitting here, you know, cause of course, like I had seen, you know, Cody's podcast. I saw Donovan's, I saw Justin's, like I saw everybody's podcast, you know, I thought that was a cool thing, you know, they were doing, but I didn't want to start it just because I thought it was cool or anything. Like I wanted to do it for the right reasons. But then I sat there and thought about it and I was like, well, you know, I do know this, that the Lord gave me the spiritual gift of just wanting to help people. Cause I love doing that. You know, even if it's a small thing, like, you know, I love helping people. So I'm like, if I can help somebody with, you know, my voice for about 15 minutes or however long the podcast goes, you know, I would love
then
to.
You're going
to
do it. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that's something we just need to get a hold of as Christians, because we all think that we all compare ourselves to other people.
Oh yeah.
Which is so destructive. I don't talk nearly as well as some of the people I know. Like I'm not good with dialogue. But you know what? God didn't call me to be like him or her. He called me to be following him. And no matter what I think my gifts are, no matter how what's the word? Let me think about the word I'm trying to say. No, see what I'm talking about? No matter how insignificant I feel, that's not what he called me to do. He didn't call me to be the best preacher ever. He called me to simply lead others to him.
Mm-hmm.
So, and another thing, I talk about this often too. When we say lead somebody to the Lord, we oftentimes think that that means to see them get saved. Yeah. And that's not true. You know what I mean? Because our job is not to get people saved. Our job is to lead people to the Lord. And that is simply to take them from point A, where they are, to point B, the foot of the cross. And what they do at the foot of the cross, whether they choose to accept him or reject him, it doesn't matter. That's where we're supposed to take them. Mm-hmm. And we're supposed to bring them to him. So I heard a preacher not too long ago say that every teenager needs to lead at least one person to the Lord, you know, before they get out of their teens, and then you'll be able to do more. Obviously, he wants us to do more.
Yeah.
But I got to thinking that, and he didn't mean to see one person saved. Do you know how many people I've led to the Lord and they didn't get saved? Every person you give out a tract to, we're not called to get them to be saved. We're called to lead them to the Lord, and no matter how insignificant or inadequate we think we might be, that's our job, to get them from point A, where they are, to point B, the foot of the cross.
definitely. You know, and sure, it's nice to see, you know, like see, you know, whoever, I'm just an example, a friend, you know, if you lead them to Christ, like, it's nice to see them get baptized and, like, saved and all that, but that's not our job. Nope. You know, like, so, I mean, yes, yeah. It's a rewarding thing to see it happen, but you don't need to see it happen. That's not the, you know.
So. Yeah, because let's say that we do get somebody to the cross and they decide to, you know, get saved at that moment. Mm-hmm. And then later, as a picture of what happened at the night of salvation, they choose to be baptized.
Yeah.
All of that, we're not going to get more rewarded for that person than the person we led to the Christ at McDonald's. And they said, leave me alone. I don't want to do that. We're going to be just as rewarded both times, because both times we did the same thing, but the person just, they in their free will decided to make an act of salvation or mm-hmm. an act of calling upon the Lord, or they decided to say, go away from me. I don't want this. Like, it doesn't change our reward in heaven. And just exactly. the fact that you wanted a relationship with God. You always knew that you needed one.
Mm-hmm.
And you needed somebody to come along and explain it to you so you can act upon that inner feeling that, hey, I need a relationship with God.
Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, one thing I always was, it was kind of like a thing that I came up with. And, you know, and I was told it to Cody, I was like, you know, if you kind of think about it, I've been fighting since day one. I've been fighting for my life. And then with Operation Patriotism, which I'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I bet was, you know, wanting to fight for the first responders here to give them, you know, to show them that they're loved and everything. And now I'm getting to, you know, fight against the enemy with, you know, some amazing people, which, you know, that's one thing that I didn't even expect to come out of, like, you know, because I stepped away from TikTok, but that's how I met Cody through that.
Okay, yeah.
You know, I mean, so it's weird because, you know, people dog on TikTok so much. And here's the thing. I understand why you dog on it. Trust me.
Oh, yeah.
I 100% understand why, you know, people dog on it. You know, and it's weird because, like, when I was talking with Cody the first time, I said, you know, because we kind of talked about how we met. And, like, it was really weird because we kind of – it's like a love-hate relationship because there's some great people on there you can find, you know. But, like, the content is just so – bad and like, you know, it can tempt you to, like, you know, in all these different ways.
That's
so
that's something that's hard because that's an untapped market for me, but I don't want to, because you can't I mean there's how many millions of people scroll through things every single day on TikTok. You can reach a lot of people from it.
You can,
but ultimately if it's going to cause you to fall, it's not.
Yeah,
there's other ways to lead people to the Lord, you know what I mean?
Because exactly, you know. And because I like, you know, because I just, it was after that episode with Cody, I was like, you know, I should, you know, step away from it. Because, I mean, I wasn't coming up with any new ideas. I was burnt out on it. I was kind of bored, you know. And I was like, maybe let's see if I can come up with something else, you know, to keep myself in a better manner, you know. Mm-hmm. And the podcast came along not long after that. But, like, so there's some, you know, good people on there. But it's just, you know, that temptation is just too, it's. Well, there's some, I don't know, I don't even know how to describe it, but there's some different, let's just put it that way, different things on there that you don't want to see out, you know, every day.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. And that's where I think we have to have a good relationship with God, and we have to be able to be overflow. We can't be overflowing something if we're not first filled with it.
Yeah.
We can't be, if we're on social media and we're going to try to reach people for God, but that social media is draining us of our godliness. We first need to be filled with the Holy Spirit to be able to overflow the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it gets hard, because if what we're using to reach people is causing us to stumble, then how many people are we actually going to reach because we're not full of what the Holy Spirit, you know what I mean?
Right.
Which is difficult.
And, you know, so like I was saying, like, it's a weird thing to kind of think of, because, again, you know, I met Cody from that, and then I kind of came along with him to watch him. I watched him do all these podcasts and then just kind of followed him a bit, and then look where it's led to what I'm doing right now, you know? So it's just it's a weird, you know, thing. Like I said, it's kind of like a love-hate relationship type deal. I've always said, love the people, hate the app. Like,
Yep.
Man.
Yeah.
You know.
Which we can talk a little bit about Operation Patriotism, and then we'll close out. But yeah. One thing I just want to mention is you were born and you had so many complications.
Right.
I mean, so many of them.
So many.
Where a lot of people would think that that would give them a cop out and a reason why not to do things for God.
Mm-hmm.
You're an amazing guy because you're proving that you can do things for God, and you've only been saved for what, 6 months now?
Something like that.
Like, you're a new Christian, which I love that.
Oh yeah, and I'm still learning things all the time.
Exactly, and whoever, I don't care how long you've been saved, you're still learning things.
Mm-hmm.
But you, who started out with all these complications, and you know you would have every single reason to be upset with God.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have every single reason to say, God, you know what? If you really loved me, you wouldn't give me all these complications. You wouldn't let me, you know, just have all of these things that I don't really want. Like, I'm sure you're not overly happy that you have to go to the doctors, you know?
Well, I don't now, you know, that was when I was a younger thing, but as I've gotten older, you know, that's kind of changed.
Right. Which is another thing you can see God's hand in.
Yeah. You know, and I mean, I've always kind of thought of it as like, you know, hey, I'm here and I'm glad that God, you know, God put me on this earth for a purpose. I'm not going to waste it. Like, I'm going to I'm going to do as much as I can, you know, whether it be this podcast, whether it be Operation Patriotism. I just want to, like, I guess, you know, at the same time, you know, in a way, leave a mark somewhere. You know, yep. I've been put on this earth for a reason. So,
you know. Yep. And no matter what complications you have, guys, you can use what God has given you for Him.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what you think your problems is, you know what's interesting? I talked about this on an episode.
Yeah.
When, what's his name? Isaiah gets that vision from God. The one thing he says is that, get away from me, God, because I have unclean lips. You can't be around me because I have unclean lips.
Yeah.
You know what? God came, he cleaned Isaiah's lips, and then Isaiah was a prophet. He used his lips. That's what he used for God. The one thing that he thought was going to hold him back for God, once he gave it to God, he used it for God.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter what your guys' problems are, you know, maybe you're struggling with a sin. Hey, get that right. Give it to God. And then once you get clear of that sin, because God will pull you through, he promises that. Once you get victory over that, use your past to help people now. And you, Charlie, you do have medical problems. You can use that. You can give it to God and say, God, I don't know why you gave me all of this, mm-hmm. but you can have it. You use it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
God will use it, and he has used it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, and now I don't know, you know, people will have differing opinions on it just based on, you know, like, hey, it's, you know, how accurate it is. Now, I was one of the ones that recently just went and watched The Chosen in theaters, right? You know, mm-hmm. I just kind of want to touch on this for a minute. It's, you know, I don't want to, like, spoil anything, but one of the characters, you know, like, you know, it's one of his disciples, you know, because how it's fixing to go is, you know, he split the disciples into groups, you know, of two, right? You know, they're going to go off into these different places. And so, like, they're kind of preparing for Jesus' arrival. Like, the disciples are going to get there first and then tell them about, you know, the gospel, and then Jesus is going to come later, so the people are prepared, right, for what they're going to get themselves into. And but I can't think of, I think it was, might have been, because I couldn't think of the disciple's name, but, you know, there's one where he has a limp, you know, he's like, you know, what if I can't, you know, this kind of brings up exactly what you're talking about, like, regardless of disabilities, just keep, you know, spreading the gospel, right? Well,
right.
You know, he has a limp. He's like, you know, I can't keep up with, you know, what if I can't keep up with, I can't remember his partner, but what if I couldn't keep up with my, you know, group member, you know, and all that. And it's like, you know, what if I'm not, you know, good enough? And, you know, the actor who plays Jesus, he's like, I love you so much, but don't you dare say that again. Like, he was very stern about it. Like, you know, and I thought that was just so powerful, because me and my mom both looked at each other and were like, because it reminded me of me. I mean, I've never thought that way, but just to, you know, I mean, or if I have, I don't remember it, but
right.
I can think of one. But, like, you know, it was just such a powerful moment, because, you know, my mom was thinking about me, of course, and just like, you know, just because you can put yourself in a lot of the situations, you know.
Yeah. Like, and even me as somebody who, I mean, I'm a healthy guy. I'm blessed in that way. I oftentimes, or I used to, now God has given me victory over this, because this is also a sin, is thinking that God can't use me and doubting him. He always wanted to use me, but I was saved, and I haven't really talked about my story on my podcast, which is kind of interesting. I should do that.
Well, hey, I'd love to have you on, and you could come and tell your story on mine.
Hey, I love that too. I love that idea. So, yeah, I was saved when I was 11 years old. And it's just, I wasted the first 3 years, well, 4 years of me being saved. I just kind of acted like, God, I love you, but you're kind of a joke to me. Like, I wouldn't say that, but that's the way it was. And when I was 15, I surrendered my life to the Lord. And dude, I can't even explain to you how much he's done. I mean, I've seen so many people come to the Lord just through, you know, a guy in the middle of nowhere in Indiana, you know, just, I'm a nobody, and yet he still chooses to use me. But I can feel that way as in, you know what, God, look at my sin. Look at what I've done. You know, look, how could you use me, and why would you use me? Why would you choose to use me? You know what I mean? Yeah, but, and then he says, hey, don't say that. You can be used to me because, you know, something is only worth the amount that somebody pays for, right? If somebody pays for, I don't know, some groceries, right? That food is worth the exact amount of money that was paid for it. And God says, hey, you're worth more than what you think because you were worth my blood. You were worth me coming to die for you. And no matter what problems you have, no matter how bad you've sinned, he knew all of that when he went on the cross, and he still did it. He still loved us enough. And we are worth the amount. We're worth more than what we give ourselves credit for, because we were worth to God. We were worth enough for him to come down and die and rise again for us.
I couldn't have said that any better myself. But you're exactly right. You know, and that's just one thing that, you know, people, you know, they just, I mean, I don't know, you know, I think it's probably society too, you know, like, probably accepting it too. I mean, I, you know, probably just making people, like, I guess you could say victims too, you know, they're just like, oh, yeah. You know, it's like, I can't do this. It's like, you know, it's like, no, you know, don't think that way. You know, it's like, that's what this world wants you to think, but you can do it. You know,
it's true. Yeah, exactly. And we can't by ourselves, which is true. No. So that's the thing, is Satan and we, like our flesh, usually tells us lies by using a fraction of the truth. Because the truth is, we can't do it. That is the truth. But they take that truth and say, even with God, you can't do it. And that's a lie. So you take a true statement, and then you plant it into a lie and turn it into a lie. So you have that basis on, look, I can't do it. I've tried before. I tried to quit, you know, the things that I was addicted to, whether that be even just TV or whatever. I tried that before and I couldn't do it, so I can't do it now. God says, hey, you tried it before, but now try it now with me. So yeah, that's just that. Thank you for that conversation, because that was, that's something I've been wanting to talk about more, and I'm glad that we were able to. Real quick, before, actually not real quick, we can talk for a little bit longer. Let's talk about, okay, so you have health, you know, what do you call it?
Complications,
there's the word. And you also, so you got saved through that, and God's using you in amazing ways, as you can see. Now, you actually have something called Operation Patriotism, right? Okay, so kind of explain what that is, and then we can talk about how God has used that.
So, you know, it's like I was telling Cody about it the first time we talked, you know, on his podcast. It's constantly growing and shaping in different ways, because, and it's kind of a slow process because it's a nonprofit. So, like, you know, and it's honestly, sometimes it is a bit of a headache, because, you know, you have to sit there and, you know, I'm still thinking about, you know, because I'm building this website. It's pretty much done. Like, the shell is done, but it's just the funds, right? You know, trying to get all that worked out. And, you know, and what we're trying to do with that is, you know, so for the funds we raise and the merchandise we have, because I do have shirts and hats, you know, it would, so with that money we raise, it's going to go towards, say, you know, like for now it'd start local, but as if it got bigger, obviously we would expand and do different things.
Right.
You know, for the beginning, we would go to maybe, I don't know, like the local police department. With the money we raised, we'd get food for them that morning or for lunch or something and just hang out with them. Maybe, you know, or maybe have a, or with the money raised, we might have a community event and we'd invite a department to that event, because one of the things that we want to try to do is change perception of, you know, people's outlook on them. Because, I mean, sure, there's bad eggs in every profession, but like, let's shine a light on the ones that are good. Because, I mean, there's plenty more of those than bad ones.
That's unfair to categorize an entire group of people because somebody did something wrong. I mean,
exactly.
There's pastors that I know that have done terrible things, like, I mean, I don't even need to talk about it, but essentially like rape. And then if people look at that and say, okay, Christians are terrible, that's not true because they weren't reflecting Christ.
Right.
We shouldn't, and yet we do oftentimes view an entire group of people because somebody else did something wrong. I mean, honestly, this is going to be controversial, but I've met some really, really nice Muslim people. Like I really have. And after 9/11, everybody just thought, okay, all Muslims, they're terrible. When really we need to stop and back up and say, okay, God died for them. Did he not? And there are good people. We can't categorize people because there's a couple of bad eggs. You know what I mean?
Nope, you can't. I mean, that's just one thing we want to shine a light on is like, you know, and I know there's plenty more, you know, good ones. Cause I mean, that was one thing I kind of explored with TikTok a little bit as I found a bunch of, you know, cause I've kind of found like, I guess these certain groups, you know, like, so I had a bunch of military and there was a bunch of police and they just mashed together into my, you know, into my TikTok, you know?
Yeah.
And it was crazy. Cause like, sure, it was, I think, the number is like 3.6 or something like that. Probably a bunch of the accounts now are probably bots or something. That's what it says on the thing,
right?
You know, is, but at the beginning of it, it was really an interesting thing, you know, because obviously most of these, you know, they're either, you know, they're young adults or they're just full-blown adults, you know, and they're over here following me because I support them. You know, like some of the ones that just really were crazy. Like, I know you may not know who they are, but like, you know, there was two that were verified. One was military, one was police. I'm a police officer. And I was like, what in the world? This is absolutely crazy. You know, it's like
that
little
old
me from Valdosta, Georgia is, you know, making an impact, you know, in their heart and wanting to, you know, help them.
And, which is awesome. And now God has given you that opportunity, which in that way you have an opportunity now to reach people. You know what I mean? And God has allowed you to have this base of people and you can reach them now. And you, again, guys, you don't need an audience like that. I was working, which I'm so glad you do, but I was working. I had a marine mechanics class. I told you I work at a marina. So I went and tried to learn the trade of marine mechanics. So I'm not even joking you, dude. I was talking to one person about the Bible. And the entire class, this is not a pride on me because obviously my speaking isn't the greatest, but the entire class like circled around me to hear what I had to say on the matter and what the Bible says on the matter. It was about homosexuality.
Yeah.
And I could just feel God's presence because those are my people. Those are the people that I want to see reached in my community. Mm-hmm. And guys, you don't need a podcast. You don't need an operation like Charlie has here, but what we do need is to look around and say, okay, this is my community. We don't need to reach the world right now. Let's reach our community, because if we're too focused on overseas missions or we're too focused on, you know, reaching the world with our podcast, we forget that people are here too.
Mm-hmm.
People in your school, people at my work, people on the streets. Just go into the community and share. I think that's the main thing here that I really wanted to talk about.
Definitely.
And you know, that is,
And
that is just, no matter what your problems are, no matter what you think, you know, no matter what your faults are, God can use you. Just go out, just do what he says and God will use you. And then you can see that in Charlie's life here today. So,
And you know, you're talking about sharing in the community. Like, you know, one thing, if like for people that have a podcast, right? One thing that has always been my favorite thing, like, since I started this, is I'll share it with, I mean, people you wouldn't have, and I don't know if you would or not, but, you know, I've shared it with some of my teachers, like, you know, it's like, hey, I've got this podcast out, you know, if you want to go listen to it, go ahead, and they really enjoyed it, you know, so.
You can reach the community through that stuff.
Oh, definitely, you know, and, you know, because that's one thing that's interesting is, like, you know, used to people didn't have, like, you know, direct communication with their teachers and, like, people they'd have to see in, like, school and other places, right? Well, now, you know, through technology and email and just phone, like, you know, the phones, I mean, you pretty much have, you know, communication with anybody, you know, that you need to have communication with. And so that's one good thing about, you know, being able to, with, I guess, technology growing is that, you know, we're able to share our messages that God's laid on our heart, you know, to more people in an easier way, you know?
Yeah. Yep. So. That's so true. So, hey, do you have any closing thoughts before we end the episode?
Well, you know, one thing that I've always, and I've, you know, I made an episode on it, but one thing that I've always tried to at least, you know, I always think about when I make the episodes is, you know, because I thought this for the longest time, like, you are not alone in what you're going through or, like, maybe your sin, whatever it may be, you're not alone in it. There's somebody out there that, you know, is going through the same thing or has gone through the same thing that you are. Because, trust me, I thought that for the longest time. And then after I, you know, was stopped, you know, was able to get that under control, I found even more people that struggled with the same thing.
Yeah.
So you're not alone. I mean.
No.
Yeah.
You're right. It is such a common thing. And honestly, if you go to your church, seek out people like the older people, the wise, the people that have been, you know, alive for a while and they have good life experience. Because, I mean, guys and girls, they struggle with the same things. Like, they have for centuries. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We have this idea that we're the only people that have ever had a bad thought, or we're the only people that have ever felt insecure, when that's not true. People do it all the time. So we just need to go and we need to not fight it alone, because that's not the way God created humans. We need companionship.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
We need people to be with us and walk this walk with us. So go find out godly people. Go search them out, because you'll find them in your church. Mm-hmm. You'll find them, you know, and they'll help you out. And maybe your friends are going through the same thing like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll help you out. You guys can work together through this. So, thank you. That's great. That's a great point.
Yeah. And, you know, you can build that army up, I guess you could say, in a way. Yeah. You know, you can build that army up around you, and then the enemy wouldn't be able to touch you. So, you know.
Yep. Hey, thank you so much, dude, for coming on. I want to talk to you again soon.
Yeah.
You know, we might even just have to talk outside of the podcast, because you're a great guy, and I'd like to talk to you more. So. Hey,
I'd love to do the same thing.
Awesome. So, hey, guys, definitely go check him out. He's a newer podcaster, so if you guys go there right now, when he becomes world famous, you'll be able to say you were there at the beginning. No, seriously, he's got a great heart. He has great messages. Go listen to him. I'll put all of his links down below. So thank you so much, dude. And hey, I'll be praying for you. I know that it's not an easy walk, but
no,
that's one thing. I say it a lot because I think it's amazing. But God never promised us an easy life, or God never promised us a good life. He actually promised us the opposite.
Yep.
That to them that to you that serve God, you know, you'll be persecuted.
Mm-hmm.
But he promised us that we'll have a great Savior to take us through this hard life. Yep. And that's the thing, is that it might not be always be easy, as we see in your case, but God's pulling you through, and God is doing amazing things with you, and God's going to do even more if you continue walking with him. So, hey, if you ever need anything, dude, be sure to get a hold of me, okay? And I'll do likewise to you.
Oh, you got it.
Okay.
I'll definitely do it.
It was great talking, dude.
You too.
And as we end off yet another episode, I want to remind you of John 3:16. For God so loved the world, that's you, that's me, you can put your name in there, that he gave his only begotten son. Don't forget that you are loved by God. Don't let anybody tell you that you are not worth it, because you were worth enough
that Jesus Christ bled and died on the cross for you. And don't forget, you can follow me on Instagram and DM me with any questions, comments, or concerns you might have on this episode, and I will gladly get back to you as soon as possible. So until next time, God bless.